this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Gotta be so smart, how come every internet address begins with W?
The chatter and spin comes the uncommon truth.
It's time to get it on.
Well, when these Republicans call in, you need to start just dropping the hammer on them, my brother. You need to drop the hammer, and you need to drop it hard.
It's time for Michigan's only free speech zone.
Geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
It's time for the Tony Trupiano Show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is the Free Speech Zone, although I am not Tony Trupiano. I'm Sean Peterson sitting in for Tony, who is making a guest appearance on, of all places, believe it or not, Fox News. He's going to take some time, shower off all the dirt and scum from his body, and then he'll be back on the airwaves with us shortly. But a lot to get to, even in his absence. Joining us on the line from bradblog.com is Brad Friedman. Brad, good afternoon. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Sean?
I am doing near perfect, thank you.
Hey, I just saw Tony on Fox in the back.
How did he do?
I was worried.
Why is that?
Well, it seemed that Michelle Malkin, that hideous woman, was agreeing with Tony an awful lot.
Wow. Now, we got to make sure that we get the distinction clear. Yeah. She was agreeing with Tony. Tony wasn't agreeing with her, right?
That's correct, actually. Tony was. They were asking about the latest missing blonde woman down in Aruba. Tony said that he felt the issue was way over-covered and way overblown on Fox and elsewhere, and Michelle Malkin agreed with him.
Wow.
So, yes, you're right. He didn't agree with Michelle. Michelle agreed with him. Nonetheless, I would be very concerned if Michelle agreed with me about anything.
Well, I was going to say, is there hope? Is Michelle Malkin finally seeing the light here, Brad?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think but clearly she just got a crush on Tony.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, hey, he can attract even Michelle Malkin. That's good, you know, good for him. All right. One of the topics I know that Tony was discussing, and you comment on your blog, and I want to play this audio clip for people who haven't heard it yet, comes from the architect, Karl Rove. Here is Karl Rove speaking in New York recently.
Conservatives saw the savagery of 9/11 and the attacks and prepared for war. Liberals saw the savagery of the 9/11 attacks and wanted to prepare indictments and offer therapy and understanding to our attackers.
I got to tell you what, Brad, a lot of people are attacking Karl Rove on this, and most recently, one of the widows of a victim from September 11th.
Yeah, Christine Breitweiser made a post yesterday, an open letter to Karl Rove over at HuffingtonPost.com, and it's, you know, it's pretty remarkable. You know, she is, her husband was killed on 9/11, and she was instrumental in fighting for the 9/11 Commission, which the Bush administration did just about everything in their power to keep from happening, to make sure they were underfunded, to try to disallow them from extending their investigation when they needed more time. And if anyone should be appalled about a statement like that from Rove, it would be her. And she made that clear in no uncertain terms in her post at HuffingtonPost.com. There's a link to it right at the top of BradBlog.com. Make it a little easier to find. But you know, she said some extraordinary things. And the fact that Karl Rove is, I mean, it's certainly to be expected from a guy like him, but to come out and once again use 9/11 as a political tool, really, to shore up Bush's failed presidency, frankly, because his approval ratings are at an all-time low, you know, is really nothing but appalling.
And you know who alluded to that was Nancy Pelosi. Here's what she had to say, basically saying that the only reason Karl Rove made these comments was because of Bush's lower Nancy Pelosi.
For him to try to exploit 9/11 for political purposes, once again, just shows you how desperate they are.
Yeah. I mean, they are desperate. I mean, the fact of the matter is they have been exploiting 9/11 for political purposes. for, what are we going on, about 4 years now. I mean, that's what these guys do.
Yeah, and listening, and I read between the lines, I believe, maybe a little too much, but maybe I was right on target when I heard Karl Rove's comments, where he said, you know, post-September 11th, after the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, that the Republicans prepared for war. I said, you know what? He's absolutely right. The problem is the war against the wrong country.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, both the Republicans and the Democrats prepared for war. They all voted to go to war in Afghanistan, which actually has a connection to Osama bin Laden and 9/11. That was appropriate. This nonsense that happened in Iraq, that continues to happen, that continues to get worse. No, we don't appear to be in the last throes of the insurgency, as Dick Cheney lied to America over the past week or two.
And he's sticking by that, despite the fact that General Abizaid even came out and said that wasn't the case.
Of course. I mean, that's what they do. Have they ever? Can you think of an instance where they've ever come out about anything this administration and said, well, we were wrong?
Well, and you have to ask, Brad Friedman, how long do you think General Abizaid will now have a job? We saw it head to General Shinseki.
Right.
So you come out and criticize the administration, my guess is he'll be asked into early retirement. Now, as disgusting as the Karl Rove comments were, I was equally disturbed, actually probably even more disturbed, and I have a clip here from White House spokesman Scott McClellan, that basically the White House and the Bush administration is backing Karl Rove on his comments. Here was Scott McClellan on this.
Karl was simply pointing out the differences that exist in how we approach the war on terrorism.
You have got to be kidding me. Why aren't people absolutely just inflamed and outraged over this?
Well, you know why? Because we don't have a, there is no liberal media right now. There is no drumbeat on the airwaves 24 hours a day on talk radio and on cable news about this sort of thing the way there was with the phony baloney controversy concerning Dick Durbin over the past week or two.
The Dick Durbin thing still won't die, and it doesn't matter what publication you pick up. You could say it's one of the liberal publications like the L.A. Times, the New York Times. That story is still making headlines. You can tune to CNN anywhere, and you're still hearing the fighting over Dick Durbin's comments. But now Karl Rove says something like this, and then furthermore, the administration backs him on it, and hardly a peep.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if it remains hardly a peep. I hope they're able to to keep this going and to demand an apology from him the way they demanded an apology from Dick Durbin, which, by the way, I think it was ridiculous that Dick Durbin apologized. I think Dick Durbin said the exact, you know, the right thing. And for this nonsense that they come out and say, oh, Dick Durbin is somehow putting our troops in greater danger, you know, because of what he said, no, what, you know, that does not put our troops in greater danger. What puts our troops in greater danger is when you carry out a war with no post-war plan, as was revealed in the Downing Street memo. You didn't know that already. And when you send them out there without the body armor that they need, without the reinforced Humvees that they need, and they still don't have these the proper equipment to go to war. So that's what puts our troops in danger, not someone pointing out that, you know, Gitmo is hurting our reputation around the world and is making America more hated than ever, which means America becomes more of a terrorist target than ever. I mean, it's just bizarro world out there in Bushville. You know, black is white, up is down. They will say anything, and, you know, it should be pointed out, by the way, Karl Rove's comments came about 2 or 3 days after. I don't have the quote in front of me, but he made a speech somewhere else talking about how we need to raise the level of discourse in this country, and that political motivations shouldn't be questioned when, you know, people have differences on various topics. And then he comes out and makes a statement like that 3 days later. I mean, these guys just have nothing, have no scruples, have no shame, will say anything, will do anything to promote their political agenda.
See, now,
and America seems to have figured that out.
We've only got a minute before the break here, and we'll get to our calls after the break. But Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com, the one area I would disagree with you on is the comments that Dick Durbin made. I don't like it, particularly when any party, when anyone makes references, you know, comparing anything to Hitler, because nothing is Hitler-esque except for Hitler himself and the Third Reich. That being said, however, for so much attention to be focused on Dick Durbin for his comments, comments when we didn't hear anything after Grover Norquist made similar comments, after Jeff Sessions. For the longest time, been trying to saw any outcry over their comments, and I, like I said, I disagree with either party in making a comparison to Nazi Germany, but it's amazing the attacks that are going on against Dick Durbin for those comments, but the Republicans have gotten a free pass on that one for years.
Oh, of course they have, and they do it all the time, and yeah, as you said, you know, Rick Santorum did it on the floor of the Senate, and you know, his comparison to Nazi Germany, I believe that the comparison to Nazis by either party is way overdone. But if you take a look at what actually Dick Durbin actually said, I think he was right on the money. He didn't say these guys were Nazis. He said essentially, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but in the context of what he was saying was that, you know, we have concerns that the world sees what we're doing there in Gitmo in the same way that they saw the gulags and the Nazis. And I think it was perfectly appropriate to say it, and for him to be forced to apologize, especially in light of what you point out, the continued use by guys like Santorum and so forth, comparing liberals to Nazis. I mean, it's just appalling.
Brad, hold that thought. Yeah, Brad, hold that thought. We got to take a break. This is the Free Speech Zone, the Tony Trupiano Show. I'm Sean Peterson, sitting in for Tony. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Summer isn't a season, it's a place. Its name is Leelanau, where perched dunes hover 50 stories high above Lake Michigan, green and rolling and limitless, where light dances on the water of 100 lakes, and the skies are higher than you've ever seen before, where the golf courses are as good as the nature trails, and gaming and entertainment light up the nights. Where you can go antiquing or art collecting along the streets of charming villages. Visit a winery, fish for sale, and sail and sail and sail. This is the up north you came to see. This is Leelanau. And the summer of your life is waiting here just for you. Win a weekend getaway by registering at GoLeelanau.com.
Nothing beats the thrill.
Nothing beats the thrill of Victories.
Want to play around in Northern Michigan? Victories Casino and Hotel has summer golf packages starting at $102 per person. The package includes a room, 18 holes of golf with cart, dinner in the Mukwa Cafe, and a gaming package based on double occupancy. To find out more, call 1-877-4-GAMING. Get into the swing of things with our summer golf package from Victories Casino and Hotel. Owned and operated by the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians. Call 1-877-4-GAMING for all the details. And come play around in Northern Michigan.
Victories. There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victories Casino and Hotel. Nothing beats the thrill of Victories. Nothing beats the thrill of Victories.
Victories Casino and Hotel in Petoskey.
This year, there's one nagging problem regarding your family vacation.
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
Okay, make that two nagging problems. The other one being high gas prices. So here's the solution. The 2005 Field of Flight Air Show and Balloon Festival in Battle Creek. Your family vacation could be spent here, close to home, with concerts every night. June 30th through July 4th. Rock with Foghat, Night Ranger, Craig Morgan, Billy Dean, The Beatles Tribute Shout, The Bands, The Edge, and Broken Sunday. Plus, your family will love the air show with the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and Canadian Snowbirds. Enjoy Funland Amusement Park, BBRC Motorcycle Stunt Team, a classy car show, fireworks on the 4th, and of course, a horizon full of hot air balloons. Stay home and celebrate this summer during the 2005 Field of Flight Air Show and Balloon Festival in Battle Creek.
Sponsors include the Kellogg Company, Battle Creek Inquirer, Flagstar Bank, BFI, WWMT, TV3, and the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
Looking to get away this summer? Visit Mackinac City. There's more than just great fudge in this lakeshore community. Visit interactive historical sites and the quaint shopping district, including the unique shops at Mackinac Crossings, Mackinac Bay Trading Company, and historic downtown. Enjoy live theater entertainment and Thunder Falls Family Water Park, home of Michigan's largest wave pool. Take a leisurely ferryboat ride to Mackinac Island and take a step back in time for the day. Stretch your summer vacation dollars. Stay in Mackinac City. There are over 50 hotels and resorts to accommodate you during your Northern Michigan holiday. Choose from one of many vacation packages. Mackinac Area Visitors Bureau does the work. You have the fun. To learn more about Mackinac City and to order your free Mackinac vacation guide, call 800-686-0160. That's 1-800-686-0160. Or visit online at MackinacCity.com.
He'll keep his vows.
Stop being silent.
Tony Trupiano.
If you are a Democrat, if you are a progressive, stop letting the Republican Party mandate the agenda.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
And welcome back. Sean Peterson sitting in for Tony Trupiano, who is making his way back to the studios after an appearance on Fox News. Looking forward to hearing how his experience there went. In the meantime, our guest is Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com. Also, don't forget to check out The Brad Show, which is heard, at least for those of you here in Michigan, 7 to 11 p.m. Saturday nights. And you can log in and listen to that online at BradShow.com. Brad Friedman, let's get in a quick phone call here. Our good friend J.D. listening in LaSalle to our Ann Arbor affiliate, WAAM. J.D., how are you?
Oh, not bad. Listen, you covered a lot of ground, so let me get right to it.
All right.
When Rick Santorum made his comments, he apologized the very next day and said that they were stupid, thoughtless comments, and he made a public apology for them. Yet, you know, you guys want to keep harping on it. Dick Durbin had to be dragged screaming and kicking for his apology. Second thing, the reason George Bush's approval numbers are so low is not because any more Democrats or moderates are against him. It's because his own base is turning against him because he refuses to stop acting like a Northeastern liberal instead of a conservative. That's why his approval ratings have dropped.
And actually, J.D., if you've seen the breakdown of that, and I will agree, Rick Santorum did come out and make an immediate apology. Some of the others didn't. I mean, Rick Santorum was just the list of one name. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I don't agree with either side doing it, J.D. Let me just make that abundantly clear. This is an area where Brad Friedman and I disagree on. I don't like any comparisons to Nazi Germany. No one was like Nazi Germany except Nazi Germany. And I wish both sides would quit with that line of argument. But in terms of President Bush's approval numbers, if you've actually seen the breakdown, he hasn't lost a ton of support in the Republican Party among the staunch conservative Republicans, some, but not a ton. He's lost considerable amount in the moderates, the 40% in the middle, and then even further erosion in the Democratic left. I mean, because they've actually broken that down by party affiliation and how people identify themselves politically.
Well, I know this much, that his conservative base is very upset with him. That
over,
much
over
I do know,
because
I talk to him all the time.
And J.D., I know
as far as the Iraq war is concerned and 9/11, if you ask me, 9/11 is not mentioned enough. That is the reason that we're fighting in Iraq. And by the way, the administration never claimed that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11. That's not why we went in there. The reason we went in there is because we were declared war upon. The Muslim world, many of the countries in the Muslim world, including Saddam Hussein, supply training, bases, material, men. And Iraq was in violation of a surrender treaty and a ceasefire.
Okay.
And to prove to the Muslim fanatics, the Muslim Islamo-fascists, that we weren't going to back down, that we will not be attacked and have our citizens murdered, at will, we had to take a stand and fight them in the heart of the Middle East.
Okay,
that's
why
we're there.
J.D., hold on. Yeah, I just was going to say, J.D., hold on, let Brad respond. Brad?
First, just an easy yes or no answer then. Are you calling for Karl Rove to make an apology?
Absolutely not, because everything he said was true.
The president and the vice president implied time and time again that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11 and those terrorists, but you realize that Iraq was a secular nation, unlike our friends in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and so forth, where the actual terrorists actually are, and we're not attacking them. So I'm wondering why you think we should attack Iraq before we attack those other places that actually have those Muslim fundamentalists you're talking about.
Am I back on?
Yeah.
Excuse me, but to call Iraq a secular nation is patently, abjectly absurd.
Oh, no.
It's just ridiculous. It was a Muslim, Arab Muslim nation. It was ruled by an Arab Muslim minority, I should say.
The Sunnis are a branch of
the Arab people. Okay? As opposed to the Shiites.
So to say
that it was a secular nation is just wrong.
No, J.D., in fact, we know for a fact it was a secular nation. That was one of
no,
the reasons.
It wasn't. That's just ridiculous, and I'm not going to let you jam that down my throat. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, you know, I suppose that J.D. knows better than Juan Cole, who is a professor at the University of Michigan in Middle Eastern Studies, the Central Intelligence Agency, and many others who have done studies on the religious makeup of Iraq. The fact of the matter is that most dictatorships don't like, you know, it's either one form of religion or no form of religion, and they had Chaldeans and et cetera, going on in Iraq. It was definitely a secular nation, which is why Osama bin Laden himself has labeled Saddam Hussein as an infidel.
Of course. Al-Qaeda was no friend of Saddam Hussein. You know, he had called for taking down Saddam Hussein. Some of these other nations, however, where, you know, women can't drive, can't go to school, like Saudi Arabia, as you recall, Bush was recently holding hands with their prince. J.D. is unfortunately has bought into the administration line. J.D., like the administration, is, as Chuck Hagel said, is completely out of touch with reality, and he's simply parroting back the Rush Limbaugh nonsense, the Bill O'Reilly nonsense, the Bush administration nonsense, despite having any actual evidence to back up what he's talking about. He'll just say what he's told to say.
Well, and the Saudi Arabia tie is fascinating to take a look at, because there's a number of different factors here, and I'm surprised more people aren't discussing this. First of all, we know that the majority of the hijackers responsible for September 11th came from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, 15 of 19, I think.
Yeah, and then we get the report just recently from the Defense Department that of the insurgents who are not from Iraq, those insurgents who are coming into the country from outside of Iraq, more than half are from Saudi Arabia. And then we got one of their members of their parliament, whatever their system of government is, one of their high-ranking members of the government actually denouncing the United States.
Yeah, and it's too bad, because I was going to ask J.D. what the hell his reference was to Bush acting like a Northeastern liberal. But they will say anything, they will do anything, the facts be damned, and you're right, General Abizaid said that more folks are flowing in from the borders into Iraq now in the past 6 months, than we had prior to that. So,
and you talk about freedoms, you know, in spreading democracy. I have a friend that worked for a company that manufactures well drilling equipment, go figure, who was stationed in Saudi Arabia for a number of years. And in the way that they treated women, there was absolutely disgusting. He spoke about how his wife couldn't go out in public without being in the presence of another man, of her husband, that she couldn't drive a vehicle, that and the list goes on and on. If a woman is raped and they don't have, I believe it's 4 or 5 male witnesses to confirm that, then she is thrown in jail and beaten senselessly
on a charge of adultery. So here we are doing business with groups like this, and yet we're talking about human rights and the spread of democracy. The hypocrisy that's going on over our Middle East policies is ridiculous.
And, it's a very selective use of the facts. I mean, you know, as we've seen, Saudi Arabia has beheadings in the town square. You recall there was, during the march to war and after the war, you know, all this talk about, oh, these insurgents, they're beheading Americans and this and that. Of course, that's awful. That's horrendous. But our best friend, Saudi Arabia, does that as well. You know, Kuwait is a dictatorship, and we throw them nothing but support and money. So nobody is saying, of course, Saddam Hussein was a good guy. But if you're going to, you know, choose who to worry about out there, you don't do it selectively, and you certainly don't do it with the country that had nothing to do with 9/11, when there is one great, big, huge, obvious country that did, Saudi Arabia, but I guess they have more oil than Iraq. And, you know, and as far as what the country is, you know, this hypocrisy, as we spoke about quickly over the break, the world notices. The world sees what's going on, and the world is turning against the United States because of this hypocrisy, and that puts our troops and our country in more danger than anything else. You know, the world sees what's going on. They're not fooled by Fox News and Rush Limbaugh the way JD is. They see what's going on, and they don't like it, and it puts America at more danger than we have ever been at before.
Brad, we have some phone calls we need to get to. Let's first check in with Dave, listening online to our internet partner, mlive.com. Dave, how are you?
Really great, Sean. And Brad, how are you doing, brother?
Doing great. How are you?
Great. I think that J.D., to me, represents a parrot that sits in front of these right-wing talk radios and spouts back exactly what he has been hearing. By his logic, if it is truly hateful Islamo-fascists that we wanted to fight, we should have invaded Indonesia, which has far more Islamic people than does Iraq.
Or India. India has a huge Muslim population.
Yes, yes.
Or Pakistan, which is you know, ruled by a guy who took over in a military takeover, military coup.
Yes, most of the Islamic people that I've known are pretty decent, mellow people.
Absolutely. Dave, thanks for the call. Let's go to Barron, listening in Brighton to our Ann Arbor affiliate, WAAM. Barron, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, both you guys.
Hi.
You know, I guess in reference to the comment about how come we didn't attack Saudi Arabia, you know, I mean, if we would attack Saudi Arabia and Iraq, then I think the liberals or the left would have complained, how come we didn't attack Iraq? He's an evil dictator. You know what I mean? You can't win in that. And I think Saudi Arabia, their number's coming up. You know, they're next. But for now, we need their oil. And they are useful idiots for the time being, I think. But we'll get to them. But first, we need to get a good, solid base in Iraq.
And you're in favor of attacking Saudi Arabia
and
another Muslim country that we don't like who has our oil under their sand.
Hold on, Brad. Barron was chatting, and it's difficult for both sides to understand. Brad, your response, sir?
I was just wondering, then I'm guessing that Barron is in favor of attacking any and all countries who we don't care for and who have our oil under their sand.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty pro-American. You know, I hate to attack and kill anybody, but America is the finest example, the best country that humanity has ever offered. You know, we're the cream of the crop. And if you cannot follow our lead, then pity on you. Because, you know what I mean? Sorry, I'm an American, but we are the best.
All right. Well, we'll certainly tackle that on the other side. I would agree, but I don't think that going around and just blindly attacking nations is the way to prop ourselves up in the international community. Sean Peterson sitting in for Tony Truppiano. Oh, man, some callers just get me. 25 minutes away from the top of the hour, Brad Friedman, our guest from BradBlog.com. We'll take a break and be back on the other side. 888-900-9966.
How I Spent My Summer Vacation by Laura Miller, 43 years old.
We found the ultimate play structure, Grand Hotel. Snow cones were eaten by the pool where the giant floating caterpillar lives. Then, the bike rides, scavenger hunts, hill rides, and butterfly houses. The kids never slept so well. Neither did we.
We still have room for you at Grand Hotel, Mackinac Island, Michigan. From July 10th through the 14th, stay two nights and get a third night free. 1-800-33-GRAND or grandhotel.com.
How I Spent My Summer Vacation by Ed Walker, 38 years old. To escape our busy lives, we headed to Grand Hotel. We swam, played 18 holes, danced to a swing orchestra, and shopped without leaving the grounds. Then we went horseback riding, took a carriage tour, jogged around the island, and hit the whirlpool. There's nothing like getting away from it all.
We still have room for you at Grand Hotel, Mackinac Island, Michigan. From July 10th through the 14th, stay two nights and get a third night free. 1-800-33-GRAND or grandhotel.com.
There's a lot of better ways to get your thrills at Victory's Casino and Hotel.
Nothing beats the thrill.
Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's.
Victory's Casino and Hotel is bringing people together. This year, every time a guest wins one of our vehicle giveaways, Victory's will also donate $1,000 to the winner's favorite charity. We're the cleanest casino in Northern Michigan, and our staff prides ourselves on customer service second to none. Come feel the excitement of the hottest games, including 1,100 slot machines, blackjack, craps, roulette, and three-card poker, plus live entertainment every Thursday through Saturday. And remember, we'll donate $1,000 to your favorite charity every time you win a vehicle. Bringing people together. Victory's Casino and Hotel, owned and operated by the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Adala Indians.
Victory's. There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victory's Casino and Hotel. Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's. Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's.
Victory's Casino and Hotel in Petoskey.
How much time do you spend each day managing your personal or business calendar? 15 minutes? A half an hour? Maybe more? Is the conference room available for next week's meeting? How many people do you have to ask to find out? Have you ever misplaced or, worse yet, lost your day planner or handheld device? And what do you do about that missing information? Do you own or operate a salon or carpet cleaning business? How about a realty office or any one of a thousand other service-based organizations? Can your customers make their appointments even when your office is closed? If any of this sounds familiar, then schedule online is the solution for you. For more information, call toll-free at 888-668-3355. That's 888-668-3355. Or visit us online at www.scheduleonline.com.
Hey, Michigan, did you know there's a website just for you? There is. MLive.com is for people who work, live, and play in Michigan. With MLive.com, you're only a mouse click away from Michigan's best news. We've got all the latest news from the Grand Rapids Press, the Kalamazoo Gazette, the Muskegon Chronicle, and many others updated round the clock on our site. We bring you dozens of news, sports, and business stories from communities around the state every day. Looking for a new car, house, or job? Check out MLive.com's classified section where you can search thousands of local listings to find just what you're looking for. Want more? We've got it at MLive.com. Visit our entertainment section to find movie times and locations, read reviews, and even see movie trailers. Want help with a home repair project? Visit the home and garden section on MLive.com and get personal advice from our resident expert handyman. Whatever you're looking for in Michigan, we've got you covered. MLive.com, the most useful website in Michigan.
The truth matters, and your voice must be heard.
They like to tag all us Democrats as fringe, tree-hugging, bleeding-heart commie pinkos. I mean, we could say the same about them, you know, David Duke, KKK, snake-worshipping, gun-slinging wackos. Two can play that game.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
And welcome back. Sean Peterson sitting in for the illustrious Tony Truppiano, who had taken a break to appear on, of all places, Fox News. Our guest, Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. Also, The Brad Show, streaming at bradshow.com, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday nights. And First of all, Brad, real quickly, let me offer up a big applause because back is Tony Trupiano from his appearance on Fox News. Welcome back, Tony.
I crawled out of the belly of the beast.
and you emerged unscathed, I hope.
I did emerge unscathed, Sean. You know, it's always wonderful. And Brad, nice to talk to you, pal.
Hey, Tony.
I got to tell you, and I want to ask both of you, because I just don't understand why conservatives always have to invoke the spirit of Bill Clinton when we're talking about George W. Bush.
They have to do anything to distract from George W. Bush. Wouldn't you do the same if you were trying to support George W. Bush at this point?
You know what I got to say to Brad and Tony? You know, let them keep bringing up, President Clinton. Maybe that's why, President Bush's approval ratings keep plummeting, is because people keep remembering, geez, things were so good under President Clinton. What happened?
Right. Let him bring it up. Let him talk about that. Let him talk about Social Security. Let him talk about Iraq. Anything he talks about, the American people seem to be falling against. So, and hey, by the way, Tony, I saw you on Fox, and I mentioned to Sean, I'm a little concerned. It seems that Michelle Malkin was agreeing with you a little bit too much, my friend.
Well, listen, as conservatives go, she's at least pretty.
She is pretty.
See, now, my explanation for that, quite simply, Tony, was that maybe your brilliance and your great liberal views, Tony, were enough to at least show a little glimmer of light in Michelle Malkin's eyes, and who knows, maybe slowly she's going to start shifting to the left. Is that possible?
Well, it's possible, but I'll tell you, I'm back. I don't see any email from her. So, and during the one break that we had, I talked to Kinky Friedman. She didn't make a peep. She didn't say a word, so... maybe she was intimidated by my brilliance, but I'm going to doubt that based on my Mensa score the other day.
All right, I want to get back, Brad, to our last caller, Barron, listening in Brighton on WAAM. He basically said that, look, the reason we went into Iraq had nothing to do with September 11th, had nothing to do with any of this. It was just a really kind of an attack on the Muslim world. He had no problem essentially saying, let's go ahead and attack Saudi Arabia or any of these other nations because they need to fall in line and basically emulate the United States.
Yeah, I mean, his basic premise seemed to be that America is the greatest country on earth, therefore, if you don't agree with us, you deserve to die. And I guess he's prepared to march into Iraq, into Saudi Arabia, into Kuwait, into Iran, into Pakistan, into India, and take over the world. And I know you don't like... comparisons to the Third Reich, so I won't go on.
But Sean and I don't mind him at all. It might be some of the audience.
I'm not a big fan of it either way. But when you hear that, it's amazing how disconnected they are from the actual status of the Muslim world and how each nation is so different. And for them to just blindly attack Iraq with no ties to September 11th, with the fact that there were no ties to Al Qaeda, no weapons of mass destruction, they weren't, as some would like to allude, i.e. J.D., that it was some fascist Muslim nation. In fact, it was a secular nation. I got to tell you, Brad, and Tony, you can comment too, I have to wonder if the real motivation here wasn't twofold. Number one, obviously the oil interest. Number two, these enduring bases. We know that we've been pulling U.S. troops out of Saudi Arabia. And let's face it, this administration and the neocons want to have a strong military presence in the Middle East.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, anything that they can do to, and frankly, other motivations here, and that's to distract from what the real problems are in this country, from what the real needs ought to be. And, all of these things, Bush's approval ratings had plummeted nearly as low as they are now prior to 9/11. And, when they continue to announce a war that will never end, that's a distraction. They can use that any time they need to. Karl Rove can come out and say, oh, yeah, liberals have forgotten about 9/11, to distract from the real concerns that we have here. This notion that we're going to there's a disconnect when it comes to conservatives who say that, all these countries are no good. We need to attack them all. I guess the theory is that Saudi Arabia is no good, so we should attack them. And where they fail to continue thinking things through is that when we do this, it makes these countries hate us more than ever.
So I'm not sure what good it does to attack a country like Iraq that had nothing to do with 9/11, or to attack, you know, any of these countries. You need to, for our own defense, if they are truly a threat. Clearly, Iraq was no threat. So in attacking them, what we do is we make America less safe rather than more safe. And that's something that, for some reason, and I shouldn't say conservatives, I should say neoconservatives. It's something that these neoconservatives can't seem to think all the way through, that they're putting us more in danger when they do, when they attack these countries for no good reason.
Okay, Brad Friedman from bradblog.com, hold that thought. We got to take a break. Jim and Lillian, you guys are up next. Stay tuned. And also Tony Trupiano back with us. In fact, let's hear from President Clinton. We'll be back after this.
Powerful people maneuver for position and worry endlessly about
Tony Trupiano. Call Tony now, 888-900-9966 on the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
This year, there's one nagging problem regarding your family vacation.
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
Okay, make that two nagging problems. The other one being high gas prices. So here's the solution. The 2005 Field of Flight Air Show and Balloon Festival in Battle Creek. Your family vacation could be spent here, close to home, with concerts every night, June 30th through July 4th. Rock with Foghat, Night Ranger, Craig Morgan, Billy Dean, The Beatles Tribute Shout, The Bands, The Edge, and Broken Sunday. Plus, your family will love the air show with the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and Canadian Snowbirds. Enjoy Funland Amusement Park, BBRC Motorcycle Stunt Team, a classic car show, fireworks on the 4th, and of course, a horizon full of hot air balloons. Stay home and celebrate this summer during the 2005 Field of Flight Air Show and Balloon Festival in Battle Creek.
Sponsors include Atlas Sales Budweiser, the City of Battle Creek, Battle Creek Glassworks and Custom Windows, Van Eerden, and the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
Are you in debt way over your head? Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000, maybe even more in credit card bills? Want to get out of debt? Gather those bills and let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Here's our number. 800-856-0229. 800-856-0229. If you're behind in paying your medical bills, your personal bills and loans, and you've been on the receiving end of one collection call, and you want to stop those calls immediately, call Care One Credit Counseling Services for a consultation and debt analysis. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their monthly payments. If you're over your head in debt, gather your bills right now and call Care One Credit Counseling Services for your consultation, debt analysis, and licensing information. Here's the number. 800-856-0229, 800-856-0229, that's 800-856-0229.
Hey, thanks. Problem solved.
At Gaslight Media, we hear that a lot. Solving our customers' internet connectivity and service problems is what we've been doing for over 8 years.
Thanks, Gaslight Media.
It's really no wonder people are saying thanks to Gaslight Media. Years of experience with mission-critical broadband, high-speed internet connectivity to businesses, schools, hospitals, and municipalities ensure that Gaslight Media customers get the right internet solution the first time.
Hey, thank you.
For complete internet solutions, including mission-critical broadband and interactive website design. Call Gaslight Media today at 877-GASLIGHT.
Thanks, Gaslight.
Hey, thanks. Problem solved.
At Gaslight Media, we hear that a lot.
And I thank you.
Call 877-GASLIGHT or visit us on the web at www.gaslightmedia.com.
A breakthrough to detoxify your body, which has been approved by the FDA for use in hospitals as a medical appliance, is finally available to the public for home use. Soul Detox Pads absorb the toxic chemicals that we get from everyday living and are made worse by our environment and poor habits. Soul Detox Pads work while you sleep, and they are as easy to use as putting on a Band-Aid. If you suffer from swelling or bruising, poor circulation, numbness, stress, aging, insomnia, cold hands or feet, or if you smoke, Soul Detox Pads are the answer to a healthier and better quality of life. life as an introduction to this new form of detoxification and to prove how much we believe that once you see the result from using the pads, you'll want to purchase them, we're offering for a limited time to the first 100 callers a free trial of the pads. Free! Get your totally free sample of Soul Detox pads today by calling 800-789-3991. You have nothing to lose except the poisons hurting your health. So call 1-800-789-3991 now. 800-789-3991.
Hi, I'm Mario Cuomo. I think the Tony Trupiano show is great, and I'll tell you why. It proves that the truth shall make you free, and it can be fun, too.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
All right, Sean Peterson here, somewhat sitting in for Tony Trupiano, who had made an appearance on Fox News Live earlier, although Tony is back with us, along with our guest Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com, also the Brad Show, streaming live at BradShow.com, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday nights. Brad and Tony, let's go to the phones and welcome Lillian, listening in Ann Arbor, to our affiliate there, WAAM. Lillian, how are you?
I'm just fine, thanks.
Good. Your comments?
Yes, I was calling to clarify a statement. Islamofascist,
mm-hmm.
which one caller used, and your guest there used it as if it referred to all Muslims, but that's a term that is used exclusively for the Muslim terrorist groups. That's not a term to include all Muslims.
No, I think everyone pretty much understands that. There are, fascist groups, whether they be Muslim, Christian, whatever. You're just talking about the radicals of that particular religion.
Right.
No
just,
question
just
about
the
it.
Radicals.
Yep. All right. Well, Lillian, thank you for the call. Let's move to Jim in Dearborn on WAAM. Jim, how are you?
Hey, guys, Tony, I think I'm in your neck of the woods.
You are. Indeed you are, Jim.
Yeah, I'll be by for a beer in about 2 seconds. My AC's out, so. I got a question.
Make it Irish. Jim, make it Irish Mist. He'll take you up on that offer.
Beautiful. It'll happen. Hey, listen, this is not to come across sarcastic in any way, shape, or form. You guys know usually how I operate. How would you guys have handled the Iraq situation? Again, no sarcasm. I'm serious. Serious question.
Okay. Let's see. We'll go down the line here. Brad, you want to answer Jim?
I think the Iraq situation was being handled. I mean, they were surrounded on every side by British and American troops that kept them from going anywhere, from doing anything. We did send in the inspectors. They were allowed unfettered access. They were determining that Saddam had no weapons of mass destruction. They had asked for an additional, I think, 30 or 60 days to keep looking around, and they weren't given 30 or 60 days, and now we've got almost 2,000 U.S. American troops dead because of it. We've got scores of thousands maimed, missing limbs for life. And I think they were being handled. They were not a threat to the United States of America, and that's a very conservative idea.
Okay. Tony?
Well, I would have done what we have traditionally done in this country. Listen, Saddam Hussein is a madman. The guy is a heinous murderer. You find your best ops guys, and you go in, and you assassinate him. That's what you do. You have the coup set up so it doesn't look like you did it. Come on, we're not new to this game. We've taken down regimes before. Sean, Brad, we'll do it again. Sometimes it's ugly. But I wouldn't have done what we've done, manufactured all this, seen so many thousands of people dead. And I think, Sean, we cannot underscore enough how important it is that we count the Iraqi innocent that have been massacred, murdered because of this unjust war.
Which some numbers peg at over 100,000. Now, for my answer, Jim, first of all, I got to ask you the following question. What situation? You said, how would you deal with the Iraq situation? What situation do you refer to?
Exactly, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't qualify. Because, in my opinion, the reason for going into Iraq was more of a humanitarian. Now, that sounds ridiculous, and I know that there's this mass graves question, which has been, poo-pooed, so to speak. However, I read a book not too long ago written by a colonel. There was a part written by a Colonel Mulholland. And this gentleman is high up in the Green Berets. He was part of the first landing in Afghanistan, if you will.
Yeah, Jim, unfortunately, we're short on time. So basically you're saying for humanitarian reasons. Now, if you take a look, even Prime Minister Tony Blair has come back out himself and said the claims of mass graves was incorrect. And the graves that they did inspect, which supposedly were to have several thousand, if not tens of thousands of bodies contained in them, at times would have a dozen or less. So, and furthermore, all of those actions took place, many, many years ago. I'm not saying Saddam was a great guy, but considering the overall, and you have to take a look, I guess if you say the from the economic standpoint of ROI, return on investment, considering everything we know, $300 billion plus what's coming down the pipeline, worth it or not?
Right. And you know what? I actually agree with Tony's point with the assassination attempt.
Absolutely.
I absolutely agree with you.
And if you really wanted to win the hearts of the Iraqi people, I tell you what, they didn't like Saddam Hussein, but they certainly don't like us completely ravaging their country. You give them the capability of taking him out. That's what's been happening throughout the world for centuries, and it's been very effective.
Right. So, early intervention, in my opinion, is very important. Take a look at pre-World War II, Japan on Nanking, China. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that situation, often called the Rape of Nanking. Early intervention would have prevented a lot of that. Of course, the Holocaust situation, I'm not saying it's the same as what's going on in little Middle Eastern countries. However, it's similar. And if assassination, covert operations, what it takes, that's what it takes.
All right, Jim, we got to let you go. Thank you very much for the call. Brad Friedman, a pleasure to have you with us. For our listeners, don't forget bradblog.com and catch his show, The Brad Show, at bradshow.com this Saturday, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll talk to you next week, Brad.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Tony.
You bet. Brad, Sean, thank you for sitting in for me. We'll be back in the next hour. A lot of stuff to get to yet.
Thank you for the opportunity, Tony.